got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Here we are on the Good Day program. It's 7 minutes after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Roberta in Orlando this week. Joined now on the program by Uri Geller, who spends time with us each week motivating us. He's the mind motivator. Most people know who he is. And if they don't remember, somebody will say, I had dinner with somebody the other night, Uri, and I was talking about you, and this person said, wait a minute, how do I remember? I remember that name sort of. I said, the guy who bends spoons. Oh, I remember him from the 70s. Well, that's true. Uri's been doing this for a long time, made a big hit in America, has entertained people and helped people around the world. So when I met Michael McMaster, who is somebody who helps people in a lot of the same ways that you do, kind of getting your mind focused on making your life better, one of the things that intrigues me about Michael McMaster, and I would like to have this discussion because Michael is here to meet Uri and Uri to meet Michael, and I want to talk about, or I want to have the two of you, frankly, talk about miracles. What is it that constitutes a miracle? Michael, I bring Uri into this because he does a great deal of work with children who are sick. People from around the world come to Uri, or they ask him to come to them to help the children who are sick in any number of ways get better. And I think that Uri has, whether he would admit to it or not, I know Uri a lot better than I know you, Michael, but I get a sense that there is simpatico here. So I wanted to have the two of you talk about some of the experiences that you've had, because Michael, Uri, shows people how to create miracles in their lives. And so I thought we'd go back a little bit to the first time you were asked, Uri, to help somebody. And over the years, how many people have you helped this way? Sometimes your presence and the presence of others helps. And so why is that? What is there? Well, what creates a miracle?
Well, first of all, hi, Michael.
Well, hi, Uri. I've got to say I'm a huge fan of yours, and I watched you in the 70s as well.
Thank you.
It's quite an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, Michael. First of all, I want to make something very clear. I'm not a healer, and I actually never claimed that I'm a healer.
No, I didn't suggest you were. You did. I just think that people get better around your presence somehow, or however that happens.
It's really called positive thinking, the inspirational aspect of what I do, the motivational energy that I try to demonstrate to sick kids. And you know that throughout my life, Michael, I realized that the entertainment part of what I do, the spoon bending, the mind reading, etc., always creates a placebo effect, which means when children who are sick are so amazed by what they see, that allows me, it gives me a very clear podium to be able to talk to them more directly, and they will absorb what I tell them faster, and they will actually put it into use. So when I see sick kids, you know, I basically tell them to think positive, because you can ask any doctor, and any doctor will tell you that if they have a patient who is in a positive frame of mind, that patient will heal faster than a patient who is in a negative frame of mind. This is, you know, it's irrational. We all know this. So when I talk to them, I manage to instill in them the idea that they have to work with their doctors. They have to continue taking their medicines. They have to believe that they could get healed faster by conventional medicine. So that's really what I do. And in a way, there is hope attached to my words. And that's always an amazing empowerment to take away with you if you're not well.
I completely agree with you on that. And actually, during the break, I was writing down here some words. And the thing that I wrote down is, do you believe that the mind has the ability to heal the body? And I believe that that's true. I said, what you just said about instilling hope in people is probably one of the greatest medicines you can give them. For myself, I practice this because I believe my mind can heal my body. And I've seen a doctor twice in 30 years. And I come from a family that sees doctors every day.
Yeah.
And so by believing that you can help yourself, or you have that hope that you can help yourself, I mean, that positive effect does heal you. It helps the process. But like you said, you have to continue on with traditional medicine as well. But that's a component of it as well. It does work. It's been proven
absolutely
many times.
You know, Doug and Michael, when I get 300 emails a day, many of them come to me from sick, ill people who have certain ailments. And they ask for help, for healing. And my first words are, first of all, if you're not well, go and see a doctor. Go and see a medical doctor, because I still believe that medical science is the number one cure today. I'm not saying that there are no healers out there. There's no doubt in my mind that the mind, our brain, can produce some type of an energy which is still not understood today in conventional science that can heal. And once we'll understand it, and once we'll be able to capture that energy, we'll be able to use it. There are people who claim that they're healers today, who lay hands on other, sick individuals, and those sick individuals say they're healed. But I still say, hey, first stick to medical science, then go and see a healer, work parallel, and you will get better.
So that is true. I believe the greatest healer is actually yourself. I mean, you have the ability to do that. And they know through science that the brain has the ability to produce any chemical that's needed or drug that's needed to be able to help heal the body. But, I'm a big believer in this, and I know a lot of people do put a lot of faith in other people as well, maybe healers or whatever. But you are the ultimate healer. You can do it, because the cells in the body respond to thought. And if you tell yourself that you are healthy every day, your body will respond to that. It'll start to become that, because you
absolutely
become whatever you believe that you are. And, I mean, I have it in my own family. My own family believes in illness, and they're ill all the time. I believe the other way, and I am this way. And so, I mean, what you say is absolutely true.
I agree absolutely, because if you're motivated to think healthy, a powerful motive, Doug, is like a bolt of lightning. It will cause something dramatic to happen, but when we can't be quite sure what. And that's why motivation and inspiration and spirituality are massively important to mind, body, and soul.
All right. We're having a conversation with Uri Geller and Michael McMaster, focused on miracles. Let's make it a little even easier. How does one find happiness? Using Uri Geller's methods, Michael McMaster's methods, how does one learn how to be happy? Because some people are not happy, and they don't know why they aren't happy. They just aren't happy. And so, but most everybody would tell you if you asked them, would you like to be happy? Of course. What? You think people are going to tell you, no, I want to be miserable.
You would be surprised at how many people are actually happy being miserable, because it's safe. And they stay there. Now, I have people come and see me, and they're absolutely obsessed by the past. Like, it destroys them.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask them a simple question. Show me where the past is. And, of course, they can't. It exists in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them, if you want happiness, you choose thoughts of happiness. You have the power to do that. You can think whatever you want to think. You can think being sad, happy, or whatever. But you can choose a thought of happiness which creates a chemical reaction in the body which makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
That powers inside of you.
That's exactly so. You know that happy people are more capable of controlling how much they take on, and they actually have no difficulty in saying no. And those who are happy tend to have more influence in life. You know, if you make a survey or you do a poll, and you see where very wealthy people got to, they will tell you that throughout their, that push in life to succeed, they were happy. Happiness is an amazing, amazing energy. And, you have to embrace happiness when you have it. And another thing that I believe in, Doug, is that you should never take pleasure in the discomfort of others, nor take your own happiness too much for granted. And if you are happy for others, and you want them also to be successful, and you erase jealousy and envy, which is a kind of an automatic instinct in us because we're animals at the end of the day, then you will be more happy, you will be more powerful, and you will be able to achieve your goals faster.
Well, and that's what we really are searching, isn't it? It's determining what your goals are. How do you get people to focus on, like, a couple of things? What are your goals in life, and have them be practical?
Well, look.
Michael's chuckling, but I mean, that's true. People say, I want this. Okay, that's fine. How do you get there?
Well, Doug, you can look at it this way. Think of that happiness is the unexpected bonus of a generous heart. Think about that, and you will see that you can achieve happiness. First of all, and I've said it a million times on your program, wake up every morning with an attitude of gratitude, mm-hmm. an attitude of gratitude, because that will bring happiness into your life. And happiness makes one fit for any work. And you know, my other advice is just find happiness by maybe scheduling quality time for yourself and do the things that are unrelated to anything else that you do. And, you know, every once in a while, take the opportunity to look around you at the things that bring you joy, and do not take your happiness for granted. Remember that. And then, wow, happiness will appear in your life. It will embrace you, and you will feel very powerful.
It's kind of like finding love. All right. UriGeller.com, UriGeller, UriGeller.com, or MichaelMcMaster.com. You'll find a lot of the connections. Just look around the websites. Both these men have ways to help you become happier, smarter about yourself, focused on yourself. It's a big-time stuff, and motivation is a wonderful thing. I find it that way anyway, and I find both of you motivating. Thank you, Michael. Nice to have you here. Uri, is always a pleasure. It's really, it's good. We got to get a little juice flowing here.
Love to all of you.
The summer doldrums. All right, love to you, Uri. 19 past the hour. When I look at the things that we have at DougSteffen.com that are cut out of this same help mode, I see Phil Lempert has some information on butter. Phil is the supermarket guru. Now, those are basic things in life that you can have that make your life better. That's really what we want. Tom Kreidler has at DougSteffen.com some paints that will help you stay healthy, help your home stay healthy. Andrea Metcalf, more ways to walk and be healthy. All that good stuff is all there for the taking at DougSteffen.com. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is Geico.com, not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close.
I always love this song. In the last year, I was a disc jockey. No, it was 1971.
If you do that, baby, I'll just lay me down.
Don't
pull your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me.
I was in a disc jockey until 1974. That song was number one during this week in 1971. That's a real moldy oldie, goody goldie, Richie.
I always thought this guy sounded a bit like Elvis, a lot like Elvis.
He does sound like Elvis.
This is Joe Frank.
On my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Again, one more time.
Don't pull your love out.
I love the piano when I do that.
It's
a Liberace move.
Well,
Ferrati and Teicher. Alright, so good, happy song from 1971, summertime of 71. Some sad news for those of you who are Grassroots fans.
Oh, big time.
Another big group from the same era with the great happy songs. Rob Grill, who is one of the performers in the Grassroots, died yesterday. How old is he? Like 67?
67, yeah.
67.
Yep.
So, the same age
great
as
stuff,
your dad passing away.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Young.
Yep.
Too young.
Grassroots. Crank it up, Richie, for a minute. You and I agree on music.
Yeah, this is good. You know, I didn't discover the Grassroots until probably the early 80s. And
I love you.
And they're just, I mean, just great, great, good pop, soul, good stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about things that are being banned, shall we? I was talking earlier about this restaurant that has banned children under the age of six.
Where do I go?
Trying to find.
Yeah, I'll walk in and say, can you watch my kids?
It's called McDane's Restaurant. It's in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find the fellow who owns the restaurant named Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
V-U-I-C-K.
Not dogs are allowed, though.
Right, yeah. So, and then I saw this beer that's been banned called Moonshot.
Why?
It's been banned because it contains caffeine. How many drinks are there?
People aren't into that alcohol.
Yeah, but that's
combo.
But not if there are, is another thing called Twisted Tea that has the same stuff in it, but because of some different regulation or somebody knows somebody or whatever it is, there's two drinks that are basically the same. One of them is
rum and Coke is alcohol and caffeine, so I don't understand what the big deal is with beer. With
I don't either.
In it.
This is another reach for your friends at the FDA.
No, rum and Coke. The reason they're paired up is not for the caffeine, but for the flavor.
Yeah,
right. But it still is caffeine and alcohol combo.
Right.
The point is, I'm trying to make this is very self. It's self-serving in that. These people pick and choose what they want to ban, and they go after it. There's a product called Lazy Cakes. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, those are those brownie things, right?
Yeah, they have melatonin in
them. Yeah.
And
really?
Melatonin.
You put melatonin in brownies?
It makes you relax.
Hey, man.
Yeah, but there's not, we know that people make brownies and put pot in them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how these are. But there is a move afoot to ban them. From sale.
There's a rage going on the past 5, 6, 7 years with alcohol, caffeine, high caffeine drinks.
Yeah. Well, that
is... What was it called? Four Loko?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, welcome to the Good Day program. That's the hour.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
Here's my voice.
There it is.
Like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. Here it is. On this the Good Day program. You ever heard that before?
No.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The good news on the Good Day program is attributable to a radio man named John Williams, who hosts a program in Chicago. The Chicago Animal Welfare League had its air conditioning system vandalized over the weekend. So Mr. Williams went on the air yesterday and asked his listeners to help fix the problem. In 3 hours, he had raised $23,000 to get the animal shelter re-air-conditioned. The air conditioning systems replaced and rebuilt. Contributions included those from the Chicago Blackhawks hockey team, members of the team, who I think have their games broadcast on WGN, which is where Mr. Williams is. But just gets to the point of how you help people and the mindset and these tough times being what they are. I mean, we found example after example after example, haven't we? You look at the collective and the individual giving of people after things that are either worthy of note or get a lot of attention. It doesn't mean that some of the causes that we have in our country aren't worthwhile. They just don't get the attention. And I'm not, this no, in no way denigrates what this guy did. I just think it's a great thing. You see some people doing this with their radio programs. Imus does it usually once a year. I've never done that because honestly, I haven't found anything that you gotta have a passion for yourself. The host has got to really, really, really be into it. And there are some things that I'm really into, but they're not consumable. The things that I believe in that I want to help, the passions that I have are for really special things. And the average people.
What about local farmers? I mean, gosh, that's your passion for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but what do? You don't just raise money to help. You got to have something specific.
Well, hey, listen, and you know, also the reason that this thing was so successful is everybody thinks about a poor little.
Oh yeah.
Animal with no home, a dog, right. a puppy, or a
couple of pictures like that on Facebook.
No,
you're already
boom. Yeah. You know, so
home
hey.
Run.
You know, anybody who's got any listenership and any audience is going to be able to hit a home run with that because it's just everybody feels for dogs who need a home.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now here's on the other side of the
what about
spectrum.
Co-hosts that need a bigger home? Do we have
to pitch? Here is this is the other side of the coin. This story has all the trappings of annoyance. So when you hear this, you'll think, aye. Story of a lady in Auburn, Washington, who went to jail for 4 days after she tried to cash a check drawn on the Chase Bank. The bank itself issued this check to this person. The bank, keep in mind the story, the premise here, this fellow goes to the bank that issues him a check and wants to cash it. He was he was trying to put a down payment down on a house. He had a first-time buyer rebate, $8,463. So he borrowed the money from Chase to buy his house. He had a check from Chase of $8,463 drawn on his account that he wanted to cash. Chase had sent him the check. He wanted to cash it as quickly as possible. When he went to the bank, the banker thought the check was fraudulent and that he was a thief. So the police are called in. They arrest this guy, bring him to jail where he sits because he doesn't speak English well. They don't really understand what he's saying. The police hold this guy for forgery for 4 days in jail. Finally, the bank realizes it's made a big mistake. So they call the police on Friday afternoon and leave a message for the detective handling the case. Unfortunately for the man in jail, the detective had already gone home, wasn't due back in until Monday. So this guy in jail already 4 days for something he had nothing to do with, stays in jail another 3 days until the detective comes back on Monday, listens to his voicemail, and hears that Chase doesn't want to press charges because they made an error. By the way, this is all, if you go to King 5 in Seattle, there's a great video on all of this. So what does Chase do for the fellow who's been in jail for 6 days, abused by the process and the system? They do nothing. They don't send him a letter of apology. He, by the way, has hired an attorney because he's figured out the system a little bit better. But he was in prison.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
For trying to cash a check that was his from a bank where he had his money
this
by the bank.
This guy can't speak English well enough to explain the situation that got him thrown in jail. But he can speak English well enough to hire an attorney to sue them.
Yeah.
Am I straight with that?
Well, only this one is, word.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
And he didn't have anybody around who had his one phone call who could help explain the situation for him.
Apparently not. So, under the circumstances.
And here on the other side, Chase only left a message for the detective. They didn't try to follow up with another call to send
a
live human being.
No.
Hey, can I speak to the sergeant at the desk?
Yeah. No. They called the detective's number.
All kind of travesties here.
Yep. All kinds of things. But just another day in the life of an American bank. Right? We love those banks. Love them. And so back to what I was talking about a little bit earlier, the selective enforcement of the government for things that it gets. And you know how I feel about the enforcement, the ban on raw milk in some states and people not being able to buy it. That's just one example of many, 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 many things that you can't get a hold of that you ought to be able to get a hold of. If somebody wants to have a lazy cake that has melatonin in it, why shouldn't they be able to have a lazy cake? That's why they call it a lazy cake. You eat it, you get sleepy, okay, don't have one while you're driving. Maybe there should be a disclaimer on a don't eat this. I don't know that they don't have one. I never saw these things before. I'm just looking at it.
What if lazy cakes are sitting on your kitchen counter and or your cabinet instead of in the medicine cabinet where melatonin belongs and your kids happen to eat five brownies?
Melatonin doesn't belong in the medicine cabinet. I have it sitting on my cabinet. And I give it to Charlotte to keep her hair growing back.
I know. And it probably wouldn't do any harm. But
no.
Still, it's a pharmaceutical.
No, it's not.
Not a snack
a pharmaceutical.
Cake.
It is not a pharmaceutical. It is a natural homeopathic item, the same as an aspirin.
Let me ask you something. Where do you keep your aspirin?
Same place, right next to melatonin.
Okay, where do you keep your melatonin?
On the counter in the kitchen.
On the counter in the kitchen.
Right.
Okay. Where do you keep your, prescription drugs? Do you keep them on the counter in the kitchen, too?
I keep them under my pillow.
Avoiding the question, Your Honor. Avoiding the question.
You lose.
You lose. Only because you won't answer.
You lose. I don't have prescription. There's a few things in the. I have a cabinet in the kitchen. Yeah. A couple of things that I've been given over the years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's just, you know, I wouldn't want my 4-year-old daughter, even though I know melatonin is safe, to think that those brownies are okay for her to start cramming down. And then the next thing I know, she's asleep for 42 hours.
Your responsibility. They aren't for your.
Exactly.
They are for you.
Exactly.
If you buy them, they ought to be. You have to take responsibility. Hello.
But if they're in the refrigerator or the pantry where food goes or is stored, I can't.
So you want the government to ban them?
No, I don't like the government banning it.
All right, thanks. And that same thing holds true for moonshot, the beer that has caffeine in it. This lady started a brewing company. She modeled it after Jim Koch, who designed and built Boston Beer. So this lady's name, Rhonda Coleman, worked for him, and she decided, you know what, I'm going to start my own beer. So she started making these drinks, and she did something different with them. She put caffeine in a beer. What is the big deal about that? I don't drink beer, but these caffeine drinks,
it's
Red Bull and stuff, beer is not available to young people. It's available if you're, what, over 18 or 21? Okay. So why wouldn't you? Why is that beer not legit, and other beers that have the same stuff in it legit? It's just back to
why would anybody want to drink alcohol,
I don't know.
which is a depressant with caffeine in it, which is a stimulant.
If people are crazy enough to want to do that, they ought to be able to do it.
I mean, they're doing it anyway. Red Bull vodka, vodka Coke, yeah. Rum and Coke. Come on. Take responsibility.
I don't see it with beer. Without you, with liquor, okay. Yeah, rum and Coke, I see. But
yeah. I think
before beer.
I'm a purist. Beer purist.
It's way
keep my beer caffeine free.
All right, but the thought of the day today, may I lay before we get to Dr. Ken? I want to give you. We're not around earlier, Richie, when I had this conversation, so I'm going to lay it on people who may not have heard this from a couple of hours ago. That Jennifer and I. When we started examining our debt situation in America, how many people have you heard suggest that we start selling off some of the land and the buildings the federal government owns to pay down the debt? The lands that have been over the, actually since the time after World War II, I mean, well, you can go back to the 30s. The government bought a lot of land in the 30s, the early 30s, to try to support or shore up what was going on, the landowners who didn't have any means of source of supply, but they had land, so the government bought up the land. And from that time to this, the government has gotten increasingly more powerful and bought up more and more land. So what do we need all this land for? I used a couple of examples around me locally, the wildlife refuges that are shut off to everybody because there's a few birds that are being saved or maybe a couple of frogs. And I don't mean to undermine what these people do, but I will tell you that it's asinine for us to have all this land. We are land rich. It's like me. I got too much land. I have too much land. So why don't I sell it? I'm trying to sell land in Arizona. By the way, if I get a deal for you.
Is it oceanfront?
Yeah, oceanfront land in Arizona. Cheap. But you understand what I'm saying. Federal buildings and stuff. What do we own all that stuff for? Sell it. Get the cash. The municipalities are doing it. States are doing it. Why shouldn't the federal government do the same thing? All those in favor say aye.
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 Yeah. Right. What he said.
Vote
aye.
Carries. I win. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like a great marketing tool that cuts through various media chatter, Captain Email has a text message marketing service that will deliver your message directly to your clients on their cell phones. Would you like to learn more about this? Yes, everybody say yes.
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 A free trial is available.
I already have, actually.
All right, you've done a good job of that, Richie, but I don't think Jennifer has yet. So, Jennifer, to get the free trial and figure out how this works, you text Doug to 313131.
And by the way, when you do that,
All
that happens is they send you a link to go to with more information.
Oh, cool.
It's not
okay.
Like you signed up for something and you're going to start getting spam on your cell phone.
Nope.
They send you a simple link that says, here's where you can get more information. So don't worry.
And that's it. It's Doug at 313131. Up next, we have Dr. Ken with his daily dose of important medical info. That's right here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings at every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, brought to you by the folks who bring you Salon Pause. If you would like to put a pause into the pain, I like that, Ken, pause the pain with Salon Pause.
Oh, you know what?
Ooh. What?
Amazing story. I'm at Taekwondo Friday night.
Yeah.
And we're stretching.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, man, my leg, well, I think I pulled my muscle. And the black belt, the second degree black belt who's stretching me out, says, go to the CVS when you're done here and buy some Salon Paws.
Really?
They're awesome.
Unsolicited.
So here's the second degree black belt who's, like, looking at me with my legs, torn muscle, and he's like, go get yourself some Salon Paws. They're great.
We don't have to say anything, Ken. Richie just did our job for us.
Very cool.
Right?
It is very cool, and it works, and my patients are singing the praise of it also.
All right, so get to drkenshow.com, order a free sample of Salon Paws today. If you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local drugstore and pick up a 5-count box. Strange name, the product is very good. Go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com for a free sample of Salon Paws. You'll see the logo right there. All right, so let's get to salt and how much danger it is or isn't. Do I need to have... Danger, danger, Will Robinson playing in the background, Dr. Ken.
Interesting story out this morning, Doug. Salt out of the Archives of Internal Medicine. Sodium increases the risk of high blood pressure, which is a major cause of heart disease and stroke. But potassium may neutralize the heart-damaging effect of salt. People who are most at risk are those who get too much salt, that sodium, but also get too little potassium. They were twice as likely to die from heart attack as those who ate about the same amount of both nutrients. Sodium increases the risk of blood pressure, but many foods have potassium. Good sources, Doug, are things like spinach, bananas, broccoli, and prunes.
Didn't we talk about this over the weekend about salt?
We talked about it.
Isn't it bad for you, as everybody
thought? Sodium.
Sodium.
And this is how if potassium can neutralize the effect. One caveat is if you have kidney problems, you should stay away from too much potassium because it can accumulate in the body, and too much potassium can be deadly.
Speaking of staying away, if you're smart, you'll stay away from teaching hospitals, apparently.
July, it's the annual ritual of the new house officers, the new interns and residents. Deaths are up. Care level is down. This was confirmed in the Annals of Internal Medicine. If you got to be in a teaching hospital, you may want to wait till August unless it's an emergency.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but it strikes me as a basic amusing. So who's there in July? Nobody? They got the dogs watching? I mean, who's there?
Those who don't listen to Good Day.
All right. That's it. You listen to us, you stay healthy. Don't listen to us at your own risk. because we are the Healthy Boys. That'd be a good show. It's the Healthy Boys, Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug on Good Day.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This song gets played too much anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, come on. Grease is the word.
Yeah, Grease is the word. It's just over. If you listen to any of the oldies, say this has become the new favorite for whatever the reason. A big song.
For whatever the reason, because people like it.
Well,
that's whatever the
reason. Yeah, but I think these things deal, you know, as well as I do.
Sure, they can run them into the ground.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Frankie Valli from the movie Grease. Number one at the box office, number one on the radio during this week in 1978. I don't think this wouldn't be considered a disco tune, though.
Sure, wait, why would
it?
This is a disco tune?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Grease.
Yes.
Yeah? Just stretch it.
Anything Bee Gees after 1977
this
is disco.
This isn't a Bee Gees. This is the Four Seasons. What
it's
are you
written
about?
By the Bee Gees. Sang by Frankie Valli.
I don't know. Yeah. Chucker, what do you think? Good to bring Chucker in. He's the expert here.
I would say more yes than no.
Really? That's just because I said it, so you want to be contrary.
No, not at all. Not
of
at all.
Course it is. That's your whole motivation in much of what you do here. You just want to be a contrarian.
We trust people wearing
I say,
pants right now.
Yeah, okay. I'm betting Chuck hasn't got any more on than I do.
I don't know if you mentioned this story, but I was reading yesterday. I thought it was interesting because that's a musical, and this story relates to that. 22-year-old actress Nikki Blonsky, who was terrific in the lead role in the remake.
She was.
Heavy girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hair.
Currently working in a shoe store because, most of her acting roles after that film dried up.
Really?
Which tells you, you know, for every actor that hits big, there's probably 10,000 who, have a couple roles and then you never hear of again.
She's working in a shoe store.
Hopefully she'll make a comeback because I think she does have a lot of talent, but I just, you know, was taken back when I read that.
Wow.
Wikipedia lists the song Grease as genre rock disco.
Really? Very stimulating, Richie.
On the RSO label.
All right, let's get to our, I don't know, this, you know what?
Nah. No, I want to hear it now.
No,
I want to hear it.
Nope. All right, I'm going to ask you. Then. Here's a question.
All right, well, hold on. Just let me at least hear the first clip. Hold
no
on.
Man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
When Harry met Sally.
Yeah. All right. When Harry met Sally.
So here's
right,
the
hold
question.
On, hold on. Good. Now we got to give everybody this one, of course.
It's not because I'm lonely, and it's not.
No, no, that's not.
No, you give
I'll
him the one.
Face I'll have one. Trust me, clothes, and that's the sex fantasy you've been having since you were 12.
You know, he didn't do it.
No.
Well, sometimes I...
Wow, he didn't give us the gimme.
Okay, here's the question. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This movie broke all box office records by surpassing the $100 million mark of ticket sales in the first month of its opening. It opened on this date in 1982 and was the feel-good movie not of the year, but of the decade, and maybe arguably the feel-good movie of all time. What's the name?
I'm sorry, what year?
1982. Chucker, you know already the answer, right?
I know it,
yep. Yep.
Terminator?
No, that's a feel-good movie. What's the matter with you? Feel-good movie.
I'll be off.
Thank you, Rich. There's Rich, right on top of things. 800-510-8255. This is the feel-good movie of the year, the decade, maybe of all time, produced by and directed by perhaps, how would you describe him in one word?
One of Hollywood's biggest powerhouses.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's the super director, superstar director.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That makes it easy.
What's the name? And you could you can sort of boil this down.
So it's Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, right. To two words or maybe two letters. 800.
And you know what's funny about that? The same day that film opened, John Carpenter's The Thing opened and bombed at the box office.
Right.
But since has gained an immense cult following.
Yep. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news department?
Interesting story. Johnny Depp's production company snagging the rights to turn the 1970s TV show The Night Stalker, which starred actor Davin McGavin, into a feature film. Depp could also star in the movie itself. The character McGavin played Carl Kolchek, a newspaper reporter who got involved with vampires, zombies, werewolves, and aliens. That was a really good TV show. I think
his name was Davin McGavin?
That was this.
The actor was Davin McGavin. Oh, Darren McGavin, right?
Darren. It was Darren McGavin.
Darren McGavin.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And one great other character actor.
It's official. Arnold Schwarzenegger will return to movies. He will star in a Western title, The Last Stand, which sounds like a reworking of the movie High Noon, starts shooting this September.
Yeah, but I thought he was in a couple of other
Arnold
action.
In a Western?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that'll work. That would work.
It's an Austrian one.
Yeah. All right.
A schnitzel.
Brenda is in Fargo, North Dakota. What's the name of the movie we're looking for, Brenda?
E.T.
E.T., the extraterrestrial. That is the movie. One of the bait. Would you agree with me, Brenda? Feel-good movie of all time on the top of the list?
Yeah. It would be up there, yeah.
Yep. Very good. Thank you. You get the prize. 59 past the hour on Good Day.